The McHugh fire burning within the municipality of Anchorage close to the Seward Highway is now estimated at 350 acres. Earlier estimates in the day said it had grown to more than 500 acres, but fire officials downgraded the size based on better mapping. Division of Forestry spokesperson Lori Wurtsima says the main thing people need to know is to avoid the area. Traffic is backed up for 1 to 2 hours in each direction. Only a single lane is open on the Seward Highway, and motorists are being led through by pilot cars. But Wurtsima says they do not plan to close the road. The Anchorage Police Department had sent out a community-wide alert earlier in the afternoon saying a closure was possible. Crews are battling the fire to prevent it from damaging structures in the nearby neighborhoods. They are clearing vegetation around homes and laying out some pumps and hoses as preventative measures. Lindsay Fagrelius lives in Rainbow Valley, the neighborhood closest to the flames. She says she decided on her own to evacuate.
The trees and brush are so dense up there that I almost think it's hopeless. I think if it goes through, it's going to burn pretty hot.
Fagrelius, a former firefighter who had to evacuate because of the Funny River fire on the Kenai 2 years ago, says she woke up, heard the news, and started clearing brush from around the cabin she rents. Then she packed up her instruments, skis, and dogs, and headed out. She says she was worried she could get stuck if the fire moved over the road and she didn't get the notice.
That's kind of why I left, because cell reception is so crummy, I was worried that I wouldn't find out right away if there was an evacuation.
Cleo Hill is the fire marshal for Anchorage and says it's been more than 30 years since there was a fire this size near the homes along the hillside.
We're quite concerned. The area conditions are extremely dry. The weather is dry. Right now we're monitoring Rainbow Valley, which is down by the McHugh Creek fire. But should the weather change and the wind head into Anchorage, we'll be monitoring Potter Valley and the South Hillside area.
The Anchorage Police Department and the Alaska State Troopers will notify community members of any evacuations via Nixel alerts if necessary. Changing wind conditions are hard to predict and could impact the fire. Dave Snyder, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says the dynamic terrain along the coast where the fire is burning complicates where wind is feeding the flames and makes it tricky for crews working in the area. Snyder says conditions will likely continue to feed the fire until a new weather system arrives.
We've got a better chance of rain moving in as we get into Thursday morning, a little bit before dawn. It should start to pick up.
Snyder cautions that only about a tenth of an inch of precipitation is expected, but along with it should come more humidity and lower temperatures. A red flag warning has been issued through 10 p.m. tonight because of high winds, low humidity, and high temperatures. There's also a burn ban in place for Anchorage. Only closed barbecues and fish smokers are allowed.